Hello, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing, and I'm very pleased to be here to present to you the highlights from our November 2011 issue. On the cover this month, we have a scene that's all too common in East Africa. It shows the burial of a child who died of malnutrition. There have been thousands of such deaths recently, more than 29,000 children under the age of 5 in southern Somalia alone, according to reports from the Associated Press. The UN also predicts that because of the worsening drought and famine, they predict that 750,000 more people may die in Somalia in the next few months if relief is not forthcoming. So we do talk a little bit about this humanitarian crisis and how you can help in this month's editorial. I also spoke with Jerry Martone, a nurse who's been involved with the International Rescue Committee, and we have a blog of the interview I did with Jerry and talking a little bit more about the crisis and what he's seen there. This month we have two CE features. The first one is an original research piece, and that one is by April Gerlach, and it's a piece on documentation of screening for perpetration of intimate partner violence in male veterans with PTSD. And what April did was, in order to get a handle on how nurses at the VA were documenting PTSD in returning veterans, she did a chart review. And what they came up with was that only one quarter of the veterans who were attending their PTSD clinics were screened for intimate partner violence. And one of the issues is that they know that this group does have higher rates of intimate partner violence. So this is an important issue. It does have implications for nurses, not in the VA, but elsewhere, because many of the veterans are coming from National Guard units and may often seek care in community hospitals in their local area. So it's important to take a good history. She also does a companion piece called Ask a Few More Questions. And in this piece, she illustrates how nurses can use even just a brief encounter with a patient to screen for intimate partner violence, and then a few more questions to help respond appropriately for this person. So there's certainly two very good articles that have a lot of pertinence today. The other continuing ed piece we have is The Graying of Trauma, Addressing Traumatic Injury in Older Adults, and that's by Christine Cotugno. And this article looks at the mechanisms of traumatic injury in older adults. It talks about the effects of aging and comorbidities, looks at prevention strategies for trauma-related conditions, and outlines evidence-based approaches for improving outcomes. The assessment piece is really very interesting because of the many medications that some of these patients are on. Signs and symptoms of, for example, hypovolemia or shock can get masked by some of the medications that these patients are taking. And Chris does a great job reviewing what you need to know to take care of older adults. We also have our second in our series on supporting family caregivers, and this article is on teaching essential skills to family caregivers. This is part of the three-part series that we're doing as part of a grant from the Jacob and Valeria Langeloth Foundation through the AARP Foundation. And in this one, the article talks about how it's important to seize every possible opportunity to communicate with caregivers, to teach them what they need to know to get ready for the caregiving role. As we all know, there's very little time in most cases that patients and caregivers can be in the hospital for teaching. So this talks about making use of teachable moments. There is a video as well as a podcast, so we hope you'll check those out too. And the podcast provides some additional context from the author, Cynthia Nagolian, one of the co-authors. And the video does illustrate the techniques and also the reality sometimes in trying to teach caregivers. So we hope you'll check that out as well. We also have, of course, our news, a special AJN reports on childhood vaccinations and the status of just how well we're doing and what some of the concerns parents still have, despite the fact that the article that's sparked all the controversy over vaccinations was deemed a fraud, but yet that perception still exists among many parents. We have a safety monitor from the Pennsylvania Safety Authority on decreasing 30-day readmission rates. We have a reflections called Unexpected Underwear, which is very interesting and I think a lot of people will relate to. And, of course, there's a viewpoint, letters, our highlights from On the Cover and on the web, Drug Watch, The Art of Nursing, and Journal Watch, highlighting abstracts from medical journals. So, once again, we feel we brought you a broad offering of what's happening in nursing and healthcare and covering some important research and clinical issues. I hope you'll check it out. Please also check our Facebook page. We're Facebook AJN Fans, and our Twitter account, Twitter page, MJ Nurse is our handle on Twitter, and our blog, of course, ajnoffthecharts.com. We hope you'll read the blog and comment. We've gotten quite a few comments on some recent posts related to research, related to Medicare changes in hospitals. So please check out our blog. That's where we put a lot of timely, very current information. So thanks again for listening and for reading AJN.